From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean human rights lawyer and Democratic Party candidate Moon Jae-in has taken on presidential duties following a decisive election victory Tuesday. Voter Kang Dae-sung congratulated the new leader, expressing hope he can unify the people and bring peace to the Korean Peninsula. The president-elect won the lion's share of the youth vote. Turnout exceeded 80%. Law student Joe Koo is studying in Los Angeles.
I think change is good overall. There's been so many problems with Korean presidents since the very first one. So hopefully this change will be something different, something new, like everyone's hoping.
Mr. Moon, who's to be sworn in Wednesday, advocates a two-track policy toward North Korea that promotes dialogue and maintains pressure and sanctions. Will he oppose the previous government's agreement to allow the U.S. to install the THAAD anti-missile system to guard against a possible North Korean missile strike? Bruce Bennett is an analyst with RAND Corporation.
During the campaign, he was clearly speaking to his supporters in saying that that needed to be reevaluated. I'm sure he will do a reevaluation, but it's not clear that he will conclude that that shouldn't be deployed.
China's President Xi Jinping congratulated the new leader Wednesday, although bilateral ties have soured over China's opposition to THAAD. Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila Tuesday named a new transitional government despite opposition criticism he was violating a previous agreement. Mr. Kabila had agreed in December to stay on beyond a two-term limit, provided new elections were held this year. Those talks broke down in March. The approximately 60 ministers and vice ministers named Tuesday are holdovers from his previous government. This is VOA News.